We're here on KSOM, and we're talking high school girls wrestling. One of the big stories this season is Molly Allen is on a road to trying to become a four-time state champion for Riverside. She joins us now here on KSOM. And Molly, so far so good on this season for you, 17-0 as we speak. How are you feeling about this senior season so far?
My senior season has been pretty good. It's definitely going by fast, and you don't think about that stuff until you're actually in that position, and then you realize how fast time really does fly. So it's definitely been one to remember, but everything's been good so far with it.
Yeah. What did you do to prepare for this season? Did you change anything from years past, or did you want to work on some things coming into this year?
No, I've kept everything pretty much the same. I train off season, obviously. So, like my preseason was still the same. I trained at the Best Wrestler and then I went to Super 32, and I've done that the past 4 years. So that's pretty much stayed the same when it comes to that.
Yeah. What about on the mat? What things have you tried to focus in on, to push yourself and make yourself even better in each and every match?
Yeah. Just, improving the things that I like and that I'm good at, instead of just trying to learn all kinds of things. If you find a few things that you like and you master, then you just get better from there.
So what things do you feel like you're good at?
I wrestle a lot on my feet. Freestyle has taught me a lot about that. And in college, it's freestyle. So I've just adapted and learned to wrestle on my feet. So we work on that a lot in practice, just critiquing your shots and obviously getting better.
Yeah. Are you hard on yourself? Do you always look back at every match and say, I could have done this or I could have done that? I mean, how do you approach it?
No, I try not to. My biggest thing is your attitude and being a positive person. So, you know, obviously some matches aren't the best and some are greater than others. But, I mean, if you win, a win's a win. So I just kind of move on from there.
Yeah. I saw a video online after you won the state title last year. It was your third straight. You said, well, I want to be a four-time. So it was already in the back of your mind, maybe even in the front of your mind. What's that thought process now this year? What do you think it's going to have to take to achieve that goal?
Yeah, just everything that I've done the past 3 years obviously has worked. And I believe and trust in my training, and I believe in my coaches. And so whatever I'm doing in the practice room each day obviously is reflecting towards my overall goal, which is being a four-timer. Since my freshman year, that was always kind of a thought, but obviously you're just working on one match at a time, especially your freshman year. Like, the fourth state title seems far, especially your freshman year, but you know, now that it's here, it's gone fast.
Yeah, it's flown by. What started your interest in wrestling? What got you going?
So I actually have four brothers, and we're all in 8 years of each other. And I'm right in the middle of them. So when I was little, I kind of always just roll around with them, and then they'd start going to practices, and my parents just kind of sent me with them. I have a brother that's like 13 months older than me. So we're super close in age, and we were always kind of the same weight growing up. So that's kind of how it started.
Okay. What are your brothers' names? Your two oldest and your two youngest?
It goes Weston, and then Blake, and then River and Jet.
Okay, and you're, like you say, smack dab in the middle of it.
Yep.
Were you always, how competitive would you describe some of those tumbles that you had with your brothers?
Oh, Lord, we are a very competitive family. We don't like to lose. We had wrestling mats, like, in our living room when we were little, so we just would constantly be wrestling and, you know, rolling around with them. You just get tougher, and yeah.
Are you competitive with your family in other ways too, just besides wrestling?
Yeah, like for Christmas and Easter, we do like minute to win it games, and so those always get competitive. But we also like to all push each other. Like, we do family runs. Like, me and all my brothers will go out on runs and stuff, and we all just try to push each other. And yeah, I like it. I like being in the middle of all of them.
Which of the minute to win it games are you best at?
Oh boy, let me think. There's this one, there's a string in the middle, and then there's a present on it. And then you and your partner are standing on opposite sides of the room, and my mom's like yelling out, like, you got to touch your head, you got to touch your shoulders, you got to touch your toes. And then she yells present, and you got to react fast and dive for the present. And that's the one I always seem to win.
I don't remember that one. I guess the only one that always comes to mind is the Oreo on the nose thing, which
I'm horrible at that one. Yeah. We don't do that one.
yeah, I can't do it either. So I mean,
yeah, I'm bad.
Yeah, I don't understand how people could balance those cookies on their noses.
I know.
So you know, when you were a freshman, wrestling was not a sanctioned sport. What did that mean to you to finally get that opportunity to have a state championship with the Girls High School Athletic Union? And do you remember that period coming out for your freshman year into your sophomore year?
Yeah, so my freshman year, I was obviously on the guys' team. I wrestled 106, and I had two older brothers that were also on varsity. So it was a memorable year, like something that obviously I'll remember forever in my life. I was actually at the state tournament my freshman year when they announced that it was going to be sanctioned. And at first my first thought was I was kind of worried about it, like just competition wise, you know, I didn't know any different wrestling guys. Like that was the normal for me. And that's just what I grew up around. So it was definitely different right away. And then my sophomore year, Underwood actually did not have a girls team. I was still the only girl in the room. And so like, if we went and competed anywhere, it was just me. And that was hard. You know, obviously if it was sanctioned, I wanted to be a part of a girls high school wrestling team, and Riverside had quite a few numbers out. And so that's what kind of drew me here. And, you know, they had a good girls team, and they had quite a few numbers. Carly Henderson was one of them. She's a really good athlete. So I made that move my sophomore year.
What's it been like just surrounded by other girls and competing against them in the room? And does that help make you better?
Yeah, 100%. It was, that's like one of my favorite high school memories, to be honest, was moving to Riverside. The help and support everyone had, like right when I moved here, was amazing. Everyone was so welcoming the first day, in a new wrestling room. You know, that's what I was most worried about was partners and just everything. It's nerve-wracking moving to a new school, especially right in the middle of your high school season. But all the girls were so welcoming and, you know, just willing to help and do whatever it took to obviously get me better. And then even the guys team, DJ Brahman and Kellen Oliver helped me a lot my sophomore year when I moved. I got to wrestle live and just drill with them as well, so that also helped.
Yeah, and you just exploded onto the scene in that first state tournament sanctioned by the girls union and won a state title, did it again last year. Still haven't really lost in your high school career here. I mean, you got your 100th victory earlier this season. You still haven't lost this season. What was that like to get that milestone?
Yeah, my 100th win is something that obviously a lot of wrestlers look towards. My 100th win was actually in the same spot that my brother's was at Riverside. So that was also really cool and something that I looked forward to. I actually knew it was going to be my 100th win. So that was exciting, but yeah.
Yeah. And what about the college level? Where are you in the recruiting process for that?
Yeah, so I definitely want to go wrestle at a four-year university. That's my goal. I was a little late to the, like, looking at schools and everything to begin with, just because I was worried about Super 32 and focusing on all that. So I've taken a few visits this high school season. My coach has worked with me well with that. I haven't found a school exactly yet, but we're in the process. I actually go to Oklahoma State this weekend for a visit, so I'm excited about that.
Oklahoma State. What other schools have you visited?
I visited William Penn, McKendree, they're in Illinois, Aurora University. I've talked to Colorado Mesa and then Oklahoma State. And I had a phone call with Iowa, but we were planning on lining something up after the season was done.
Okay. So, awesome. So you still got time there to figure all that out. And so best of luck to you and on that decision and everything like
Thank
that.
You.
What about some of your experience outside of Riverside? I mean, you've gone to USA Wrestling, haven't you, and competed there. What has that been like for you?
Yeah, so competing, obviously, just outside of high school season has definitely made me who I am as of right now. My freshman year, I went to Fargo, which was, it's a huge tournament, and I actually won it my freshman year. That's kind of when my wrestling started taking off. I've been to Super 32 out in North Carolina the last 4 years, which has been, you know, a great experience. Super 32, my freshman year, was actually my first freestyle tournament, which is a big tournament for wrestling, your first freestyle tournament, but it's definitely helped and taught me a lot of, like, life lessons.
Like what?
Like, the competition is just, like, way harder, and so, you know, you got to wrestle, obviously, the best you can, and all that goes into your training and how you train and how you eat and what you do in the off season.
Yeah. So here you are, you're on this final road in high school. College certainly is going to be an opportunity for you, in the long run. USA Wrestling, that, wrestling after high school is definitely going to be in the cards. So what are you most looking forward to here on this road to a four-peat?
Like for high school?
Yeah, for high school.
Yeah, I'm looking forward, you know, to winning my four state title. It's something that I've thought about forever. So I'm ready to just hold up the number four and then obviously continue my wrestling in college and just continue to get better and grow my wrestling.
Well, Molly, it's been great visiting with you, and we look forward to continuing to follow your career here. And certainly we'll see you at the Girls State Tournament at the Extreme Arena in Coralville. That will certainly be exciting. And best of luck throughout this season. Thanks so much.
Yes, thank you. I appreciate it.
Molly Allen, senior for Riverside Girls Wrestling, joining us here on KSOM.